This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Commerce Department ruled on Friday that South Korea is dumping steel pipe into the U.S. market. That is, selling here below their cost, a big global trade no-no. We have a steel company that we check in with from time to time to see how things are going there and in the broader U.S. manufacturing economy. Lisa Goldenberg is the president of Delaware Steel Company. It is, despite its name, in Pennsylvania. Lisa, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai, good to hear from you.
How is business? It's been like, what, 6-8 months since we had you on?
Things are going pretty well. I mean, I would say certainly not as good as they could be, but the economy's moving along. We're chugging along. I think I've told you before, I think it's a slow-moving train, but We're headed in the right direction.
Are you hiring, for instance?
We have not hired a lot. I'm always looking for talented salespeople, And that is very difficult in steel. You need to have a lot of experience and knowledge. I've brought on one administrative position in the last year, and I'll probably look to bring in probably an intern or a young person to get us a little bit more up to stuff with technology and marketing.
Yeah, you got to get like Twitter feeds for your steel stuff, right?
Exactly.
Right, there you go. We were talking, you and I, before we actually turned on the tape recorder here, about this trip I took down to Mississippi and the Severstal steel plant down there. It was part of our series with Jim Fallows in American Futures. And one of the things they told me, which I'm gathering is true on your end as well, is that there's a little bit of a glut in steel now, right? That it's tough to get out there and sell.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word glut right. in that
how
markets
about it's,
are
how about
tight.
It's a buyer's market, right?
It's both. Right now, You know, pricing's going up and up At the same time as the economy is really improving. So we need, in the United States, we need more steel than we manufacture. So imports are really rising.
Huh.
But on a day-in, day-out basis, I would say the steel mills are squarely in charge, which is probably a good thing. They ought to be. They're the ones with the big capital investment.
Right. So give me your near-term future 6 to 12 months outlook. How are you feeling?
I think we're going to continue to have a better year this year than last year, not as great as I'd like to see it. Somewhere around 2015, most economists and analysts looked at steel and all the related industries and said it'll take us squarely through 2015 before we begin to see some truly real strength in the market.
Wow.
And at the time, it felt like forever. I figured I'd be this old, haggard woman by the time I made it through. But you know what? I'm beginning to see the end of 2015, and we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Not to pick on you, but do you feel old and haggard after the past 5 years in this economy?
A little beat up. Yeah. I would say that it's hard to stay up and be optimistic and hopeful. I am, but it takes an enormous amount of strength and focus. And we're going to come out better on the other side, but with some bumps and bruises.
Lisa Goldenberg, she is the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania. They are in Fort Washington, PA. Lisa, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much.